It's a real pleasure and honor to have three guests. Let's start from you, lady, if you could introduce yourself.
Thanks. It's Inga Powlich. I'm the Shadow Minister for Multicultural Affairs and Scrutiny of Government. So it's my very great pleasure to come here representing the Coalition at the opening of the Polish Festival here at Federation Square.
Is it your first festival here?
I'm not sure. I can't recall exactly whether it's my first Polish festival, but as the Shadow Minister for Multicultural Affairs, I've probably attended about 500 multicultural events, delegations, festivals and meetings in my very first year. So approximately 500 year, I get to do a lot, but maybe, certainly not the first Polish event, but it may be the first Polish festival. But looking forward to discovering that little bit of Poland within me. My paternal grandmother was actually born to Polish parents, so who knows, I might learn a little more about their origins.
Most welcome. Thank you very much for giving us that bigger picture, which is multicultural Victoria. Polish community is only part of that, but we are very aware of the big picture. Welcome and enjoy yourself.
Thank you so much.
Could you introduce yourself, please?
Hello, my name is Tessa Sullivan and I'm a councillor with the City of Melbourne Council. This is my first Polish festival, actually, and I'm extremely honoured to be here and I'm really looking forward to finding out a lot more about Polish culture. I think that we're extremely fortunate to live in such a multicultural and diverse city. I believe that we have about 140 nations, 119 languages. And just in general at Federation Square, it's fantastic to see that there's a lot more cultural festivals. For instance, they have the Thai Food and Culture Festival. Obviously, today we're here for the Polish Festival. And, you know, a celebration of all nationalities, really.
Sir.
Hello, my name is Ben James. I'm the president of the Friends of Chopin Australia, and this is also my first Polish festival. The Friends of Chopin Australia is based in Canberra, so it is an incredible honour that we've been invited down for this Polish festival. Our organisation is focused on the preservation and promotion of the music of Frédéric Chopin and his reception in Australia. And one of our chief activities that we do this through is the Australian International Chopin Piano Competition. And we're absolutely delighted to be able to present Katara Nagano, the winner of the second Australian International Chopin Piano Competition in Canberra in 2014,
That's
here today,
great.
Playing an exceptional selection of Chopin with a very famous Melbourne-based soprano, Yolanta Tomaszewska, and she'll be singing some of Chopin's songs, which is a very rare treat. So we're very honoured to be here.
And here we arrived on a very friendly and very universal platform, which is Chopin's music. We will hear a lot of it, from little kids' performances to serious piano performances as well. We are very happy to have distinguished guests every year. It's a real pleasure. Thank you. Sorry we have so little time, but there are crowds waiting outside our studio. Festival is in full swing. All the best. Just the last word.
Congratulations to the organisers. I hope that the weather holds out. I hope the sun shines. And I hope that thousands of Polish community members as well as the broader community come along and enjoy it.
Thank you so much for having me. It's an absolute honour. If I could ask as well, what should I try today to eat? What's the favourite food?
You go on the Yara River and there is selection. Follow your nose and they are lovely smells everywhere.
Great, thank you.
It's just such a pleasure to be here to celebrate Poland in Australia and a little bit of Polish in all Australians.
Thank you all. Enjoy.
Thank you.